Ever get that, like, I don't know, that feeling? You're playing a board game, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, Genoa. Okay, cool, whatever.
But, like, deep down, you're kind of curious. What's the deal with Genoa?
I know that feeling.
Turns out, folks, we're talking about a straight-up maritime powerhouse.
Seriously.
We're talking, like, the OG Grand Strategy Masters way before Risk or whatever was even a thing?
It's true. We're talking about a republic, right?
Yeah.
And it thrived for almost 800 years.
Wow. 800?
Think about that. Almost a millennium. They were dominating trade routes. I mean, everywhere.
Okay, so where are we talking? Give me some destinations.
From Corsica. You know, this like sun-drenched shores of Corsica. Beautiful.
Corsica, I'm with you.
All the way to the Black Sea.
Black Sea, intense.
We're talking Crimea, the port of Kaffa. That's a maritime empire.
Corsica to Crimea, it's like they had the Mediterranean in a headlock.
Basically, yeah.
But it wasn't just brute force on the waves, was it? These guys were playing chess while everyone else was playing checkers.
Right, and especially during the Crusades.
Okay, Crusades, everyone's losing their minds over the Holy Land, right?
Exactly. Picture Europe totally consumed by religious fervor. We must reclaim the Holy Land.
All right.
Genoa. They see an opportunity.
So Mark.
They provide ships. They provide soldiers.
So they're like mercenaries almost.
Not just for piety. They're playing the long game. They want trading privileges in the East.
Ah, so it's about money, as always.
Of course. Of course.
Not just all alien then. Right. What else are we talking?
This gives them access to Byzantium. Think about it. Byzantium.
Or riches.
Riches, exactly. And a whole network of trade routes just waiting to be, you know.
Exploited.
Tapped into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exploited, maybe a little, but yeah.
Okay. Savvy move. But how do we go from a city-state to, like, financial giants?
Ah, yes. This is where it gets interesting.
Lay it on me.
The Bank of St. George.
Yeah, Bank of St. George. Now, we're not talking, like, my piggy bank here, right? This is a big deal.
No, no, no. Not your piggy bank. This is 1407. We're talking one of the first of its kind.
Oh.
This is, like, the prototype for modern banking.
Wow, really?
Think about it. Financing kings, funding expeditions.
Expeditions like?
Christopher Columbus.
Get out!
Yeah. The headquarters, the Palazzo San Giorgio. Must see.
Palazzo San Giorgio. You know, you brought up a good point. Speaking of the Palazzo San Giorgio, picture this for a second. You are imprisoned, right, within those very walls.
Okay.
But you're not just sitting there twiddling your thumbs. You are writing one of the most famous travelogues of all time.
Who are we talking about here?
Marco Polo, my friend.
Oh, wow.
Wild, right? Talk about making the most of a bad situation.
It really does. It really does speak to the spirit of Genoa, though, doesn't it? I mean, even captivity couldn't contain it. The ambition, the drive to explore, to discover, it was in their veins, man.
Totally. But it's not all about, you know, money and conquests and stuff.
Right, right.
These merchants, they knew how to live. They had style, right? We can't forget the finer things. The silks. The velvets.
Oh, the luxury.
Flowing through Genoa's port. Imagine, like, the most coveted fabrics in Europe.
It's true. All passing through their hands, they were trendsetters.
Oh, 100%. Tastemakers.
Absolutely.
Shaping desires across the continent. You know what's wild?
What?
Something as ordinary as those jeans you're probably wearing right now.
Really?
Might have a connection to Genoa.
I need to hear this.
Bleu de Genoa.
What does that even mean?
Blue of Genoa, my friend.
Oh, wow.
It was like the original sailor chic.
Okay.
Those sturdy trousers.
Right, right, right.
Global fashion staple.
Okay.
Crazy, right?
That's amazing. It really all comes back to trade routes, though, doesn't it? Their knack for spreading their culture, their influence, along with their goods.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, even today, right? Just walking down the street, we can find those echoes of the past.
Right. It's not just like stuck in a textbook somewhere.
Exactly. And it's alive. It's woven into, you know, the fabric of our lives.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Well, folks, from trade and banking to like exploration and even your blue jeans.
That's true.
Genoa's impact. Undeniable. And we've only just scratched the surface.
Barely.
We'll save our deep dive into the city itself for another time. But I got to leave you with a thought.
Hit me.
What seemingly normal thing
right.
in your life
yeah, yeah.
that you see every day
uh-huh.
might have a connection to a place like Genoa.
Oh, I like it.
Keep your eyes peeled. You never know what you're going to find.
You never know.